October 17, the treasures of divine grace at our disposal. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 1 John 3:3. It is the privilege of every earnest seeker for truth and righteousness to rely upon the sure promises of God. The Lord Jesus makes manifest the fact that the treasures of divine grace are placed entirely at our disposal in order that we may become channels of light. We cannot receive the riches of the grace of Christ without desiring to impart them to others. When we have the love of Christ in our hearts, we shall feel that it is our duty and privilege to communicate it. The sun shining in the heavens pours its bright beams into all the highways and byways of life. It has sufficient light for thousands of worlds like ours. And so it is with the Son of Righteousness. His bright beams of healing and gladness are amply sufficient to save our little world and are efficacious in establishing security in every world that has been created. Christ declares that our Heavenly Father is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him than earthly parents are to give gifts to their children. The day of Pentecost furnished a wonderful occasion. In the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, what a testimony was given to the abundance of the grace of Christ. Why is it that those who claim to believe advanced truth live so far beneath their privileges? Why do they mingle self with all they do? If they will cast out self, Jesus will pour into the thirsty soul a constant supply from the river of life. It is growth and knowledge of the character of Christ that sanctifies the soul. To discern and appreciate the wonderful work of the atonement transforms him who contemplates the plan of salvation. By beholding Christ, he becomes changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. The beholding of Jesus becomes an ennobling, refining process to the actual Christian. He sees the pattern and grows into its likeness, and then how easily are dissension, emulation, and strife adjusted. The perfection of Christ's character is the Christian's inspiration. When we see him as he is, desire awakes to be like him, and this elevates the whole man, for every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The power of Christ is to be the comfort, the hope, the crown of rejoicing of everyone that follows Jesus in his conflict, in his struggles in life. Review and Herald, August 26, 1890.